All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources. And Mike, it's always great to see you. How are you doing?
Great. Nice to see you, Steve.
So really interesting news release out today. We'll get to sort of the news of it in a second. But first, why don't you sort of give me a bit of background on this Cambridge property? It's a pretty historic area.
Yeah, it's in the Wilson Mining District, which is about 30 miles southeast of Yerington. Popular area right now, Lincoln Gold Mining's advancing the Wilson mine. Evergold just picked up the Rockland mine. And the third gem in the crown, if you will, is the Cambridge mine. And we've amalgamated that property. We had been working in the area since 2016. And our neighbors came to us and said, hey, let's put this together. The whole will be greater than the sum of the parts. And it certainly is. So we're working with Auburn Gold Mining LLC out of Sacramento. We've consolidated the whole Cambridge mine district, which was the first mine in the area, and we're moving it forward.
Yeah, so you actually have done some work on there on the ground at least and come back with some pretty interesting results.
Yes, yeah. Well, this district was noted for high-grade gold and, in fact, visible gold. Auburn has knocked some nice pieces out of the tailings. And we started work in 2016 and we've done a bit of work hither and yon and then now put it all together. And then we just finished a surface sampling program on the eastern portion of the block, which hadn't been surface sampled before. This is in the area of the Cambridge mine itself. There'd been no formal sampling and we had some great results. Our samples came back, grabs up to 80 grams, chip sample up to 3/4 of a meter at 12.75 grams. To date, on the whole property, 29% of the samples we've collected come back better than 5 grams per ton, and lots of them better than 10. So there's a really nice high-grade sampling profile coming out here, and we're really looking forward to moving the project forward.
Yeah, so this is about a kilometer away from the mine itself. So you obviously feel that there's more here than what you've seen in the past. So what are the next logical steps for you to take then?
Right. Well, there are three major known trends on the property, and together they encompass about 2,700 meters. The highest grade samples we got, as you pointed out, were actually not at the Cambridge mine, but a kilometer north on what we call the north trend, which is just a small incipient trend that we've located. There's the area is really a little bit unexplored because it's covered by a thin veneer of overburden. But there isn't a lot of outcrop exposure. In fact, it's a little bit of a miracle they found the Cambridge. But that said, we've run test soil surveys over there, and boy, the veins light up. And we think we have a very useful tool in running soil surveys on that property because there's just a thin veneer of soil. There's a good response over the known mineralization, and that's going to be our next step. So we want to run some pretty detailed soils over the whole project, then follow that up by some trenching, and then like to get to some drilling.
All right, and that's all this year or you're hoping to do all this year?
We're gonna start the soil surveys forthwith, I think within the next 30 days. We wanna avoid the heat, then we'll turn to the trenching and then we'll see where we are in the fall, but we're pretty sure there's gonna be some very good results come out of this property. There's some, as I said, there's some beautiful high grade gold's been recovered there in the past. Yeah. And all indications are this will be a really good target. It's also mesothermal style mineralization, so it has the potential to have legs and go to quite great depth. It's not a, you know, something an epithermal show that might be bottoming out and we're in the high grade. So lots of promise there. We're pretty excited to get moving forward on it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about it as the months roll on. Mike, thank you so much for filling us in on this. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Steve. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. There's Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources.